It's episode number 2487 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 20th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Barbie is likely to beat Oppenheimer at the box office, according to the odds.
Yeah.
When they both open tomorrow in theaters.
In theaters.
And from a box office perspective, at least, there should be no comparison.
You really? Yeah, because I think most people are going to go see Barbie.
Well, Barbie is an impeccably safe bet to smash Oppenheimer on their mutual opening weekend. In fact, that's how the consensus betting market is already approaching the movie's unofficial battle.
I see where we're at now. This is the book. Yeah. We want to know what's the book say about Barbie.
Because people bet on everything.
They do. Of course they do. Of course they do.
And it's giving Barbie comfortable odds to make over $99.5 million while setting expectations for Oppenheimer around 44.5.
So they think it's not going to do more than 100 million. Okay, all right.
They're saying Barbie's going to do twice as much as
I get that, but I mean, what happened to the blockbuster? You know, I mean, just a few years ago before the pandemic, if you had a blockbuster out in the summertime, it was worth a couple of hundred million dollars on opening weekend. You know, it was a 250,
well,
300.
These aren't, they're having, I know.
Times they are changing.
When the next Avenger movie comes out, if, you know, I don't know, maybe that'll do it, or Spider-Man.
I don't know. Yeah.
So, on the one hand, you have a fun and bright movie with notes like Ryan Gosling delivering the supposed performance of a lifetime.
Yeah, sure he is. Sure he is. Okay.
On the other, you have a drab, dark, and unoriginal story, at least in premise, about creating an ultimate weapon that could destroy civilization at any moment.
Yeah, but it looks so
good. Yeah, I've been there, done that.
It looks so good.
I know it does.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the trailers look great. I mean, and have you seen any of the documentaries that have been on, I don't know, Discovery Channel or History Channel or whatever, when they show footage from the Manhattan Project, they totally use that as a model, if you will.
I told you this. Working in one of the homes, one of my residents had been a secretary for the people working on the atom bomb.
Yeah, on the Manhattan Project. I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, it's horrific to think about the fact that we got to that point. It's horrific that cat's been let out of the bag. And that's the thing that holds everything together or separate right now in the world. So anyway, I'm pretty sure they're not showing this in the Ukraine. But I'm saying this is probably going to be a great, great movie. It's probably going to win Oscar nominations. And it'll do okay box office.
It'll be a fantastic movie.
It'll do okay box office because everybody's going to be watching The Pink Girl.
Well, The Pink Girl, as you can imagine, appeals to a wider audience.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I want to go see Barbie. If somebody said, which movie do you want to see this weekend? You can only see one. It would be Barbie. I'm entranced by how this is going to work out. No, seriously.
Movie magic.
Golly, that's what we do around here.
Did Universal Studios prune some trees to deprive strikers of shade?
Oh, wow.
Did they?
I don't put it past them.
Burning question.
Oh, my God.
Inquiring minds.
Just chop those trees down because we don't need any people like picketing outside the hotel.
All right, so along the sidewalks outside at studios in Los Angeles, people think they did it to deprive striking actors and writers of shade.
Yeah.
In the 90-plus degree
heat. It's hot over there in Universal City.
And the trees might also end up dying because they were pruned out of season.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the horrible part of all this.
It's super lovely hot trees. And you're out there pruning trees in the dead of summer.
Well, then you know that's why they did them.
Apparently, these types of trees should not be pruned in mid to late summer because it can, quote, induce an off-season growth spurt, leaving them vulnerable to freeze damage.
Wow.
Now, SAG and Writers Guild members have been picketing outside every studio in L.A., New York, and Europe in droves. And the tree-shaded sidewalk outside Universal Studio has been the place, basically, that, you know, strikers can protest.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And if you ever wonder if Universal did it to be dastardly towards picketers...
Dastardly?
We discovered that the trees were planted by the city on city right side, right
away. Wow.
So Universal may have not had the right to mess with them.
They weren't even supposed to prune them.
The city would know. They have a parks department.
Yeah, of course. Well, they've got all of their...
Other people.
That, right.
The city people, that they know that stuff.
It's a tough world out there, because if you're going to pick it, you're going to be picketing out in front of a cement building. Uh-huh. It's
wearing hot.
You're not gonna have any lawn or anything like that. Uh-huh. It's not like going to the park. It's not like a walk in the park. It's a studio, for God's sakes. This is what they do. They make movies and TV shows and sell merch.
What does that have to do with it?
Has nothing to do with it. So that's what they do there. And well, in the case of Universal Studios, I think possibly, methinks, they don't want any picketers because their theme park is right next door.
Oh, yes.
So, right?
Universal I think City. There was something dastardly. I really
it
did.
Was dad. Do you know it was dastardly?
There
come
was a
on.
Dastardly
yeah.
event.
Yeah. No, the city would not come out and prune a tree that's not supposed to be pruned in the dead of summer. No, they just
maybe
wouldn't.
If they contributed to the policeman's ball or something like that.
No. Says I think this is definitely and Universal. If it comes out that you did this to keep people from striking or picketing, you should get everything you got coming to you. Everything you got coming to you.
Find them.
That's right. And for them to be members of the whatever the SAG and the Writers Guild of America and find them. Damn it, find them. You know what this world needs.
What?
Is a shop steward that keeps this crap from happening. A shop steward. Yeah. That's with the union.
With the union, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Most unions have a shop
steward.
But
he would be on strike. And he couldn't have kept it from happening.
It's all detail.
Because he would have been striking.
I'm not supposed to come up with all the answers.
It's just
a thought. And, whatever.
Again, they didn't ask us.
Hey.
They should.
With our apologies today. To Leonardo DiCaprio, I don't know why I'm apologizing to him.
I have no idea.
And Halle Berry.
There's no reason to apologize
to
you.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.